Echoes from the Macabre by Daphne du Maurier. Don't look now. Don't look now, John said to his wife, that there are a couple of old girls two tables away who are trying to hypnotize me. Laura, quick on cue, made an elaborate pretense of yawning, then tilted her head as though searching the skies for a non-existent aeroplane. Right behind you, he added. That's why you can't turn round at once. It'd be far too obvious. Laura played the oldest trick in the world and dropped her napkin, then bent to scrabble for it under her feet, sending a shooting glance over her left shoulder as she straightened once again. She sucked in her cheeks, the first telltale sign of suppressed hysteria, and lowered her head. They're not old girls at all, she said. They're male twins, in fact. Her voice broke ominously, the prelude to uncontrolled laughter, and John quickly poured some more Chianti into her glass. Pretend to choke, he said, and they won't notice. You know what it is? They're criminals doing the sights of Europe, changing sex at each stop. Twin sisters here on Torcello. Twin brothers tomorrow in Venice, or even tonight, parading arm in arm across the Piazza San Marco. Just a matter of switching clothes and wigs. Jewel thieves or murderers, asked Laura. Oh, murderers, definitely. But why, I asked myself, have they picked on me? The waiter made a diversion by bringing coffee and bearing away the fruit, which gave Laura time to banish hysteria and regain control. I can't think, she said, why we didn't notice them when we arrived. They stand out to high heaven. One couldn't fail. That gang of Americans masked them, said John, and the bearded man with a monocle who looked like a spy. It wasn't till they all went just now.